Zachavazar Parabes Mishnah Gimel Elu Dvarim Shel Goyim Masurin VeYisuran Isur Hana. The following things which have belonged to Goyim, they are also for Yisrael. And this also is an Isur Hana. Yisrael cannot derive any benefit from the following thing. Hayayin. Wine that belongs to Goyim is also, as a Goyim would pour wine as an offering to the Avodah Zar. And even Stam Yenom, Yain that we don't know for a fact that was poured on Avodah Zar, still is also Vana. V'hachoymet Shel Goyim Shehaya Mitchilato Yain. And vinegar, which had belonged to Goyim, which was originally wine, even though it has now turned into vinegar, it is Asur Bahana, and maybe while it was still Yain, the Goy poured it as an offering to the Avodah Zarah, as opposed to, if when the Goy had it, it was already vinegar, in such a case, it would be Mutter, as Goyim do not pour vinegar to an Avodah Zarah. The Cheres Hadriyoni, the special Cheres that was created by a Caesar called Adrian, and he created the special Cheres that was made out of clay mixed together with Yain, and they formed kalim out of it, and it was not baked in an oven. And then when they would go to war, they would take these clay cheres with them, and when they wanted wine, they would soak the cheres in water, and the wine would rise to the top while the clay would go to the bottom. So therefore, this cheres is also, since there's wine mixed with it, it has the same din as yain that belonged to a god. The oros levuvim, and a hide which has a hole opposite the heart. As they had a minhag the goyim to poke a hole opposite the heart, and to pull out the heart of the animal and to bring it as an offering to the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, if you have a hide which belongs to a gut that has a hole where the heart was, in such a case, the whole hide is also. Rabban Shim ben Gamliel Oimer, Bizman Shahak Peresh Shalo Ogol, Osir, Masho Mutter. Rabban Shim ben Gamliel says, if this hole opposite the heart is a circular hole, in such a case, the hide would be Osir, but if it's a rectangular hole, in such a case, the hide would be Mutter. The reason being, as when they pulled out the heart to bring it to the Avodah Zarah, they would make a circular hole opposite the heart. So if the hole is rectangular, obviously this was not a hide in which they pulled out the heart and brought it to the Avodah Zarah. V'asur ha-nichnas la-Avodah Zarah mutter v'hayotze asur mipnei shehu kizivche mesim divrei Rabbi Akiva. If you have basur, which was on its way to bring brought to an Avodah Zarah by a guy, the basur is mutter for Yisrael, and since the guy didn't actually bring it to the Avodah Zarah, it was just on its way to the Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. But if you have basur that a guy was bringing out from the base of Avodah Zarah, in such a case, the basur is also for Yisrael, as it has it been like Zivchei Mason. Zivchei Mason was referring to basur that was brought as an offering to an Avodah Zarah. That basur is also bana. Now this basur, even though we don't know for a fact that it was brought as an offering to an Avodah Zarah, since it was being brought out of the base of Avodah Zarah, it is also. Hahokin Latarpus also lasses belasses imai. Vahaban mutarim. Goyim that are on their way to the tarpus. Tarpus is a derogatory expression referring to an Avodah Zarah. It's also to do business with these goyim, and since they are on the way to the base of Avodah Zarah, if we do business with them, maybe when they get to the base of Avodah Zarah, they will offer praise to the Avodah Zarah that they were masliach in their business with the Yisrael. But if they're on their way back from the tarpus, then it would be mutter to do business with them, and since they're on their way back, they're not going to go offer praise to the Avodah Zarah. Zechad Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Nodos Shogai V'Kankinan, V'Yayin Sheyisrael Kanes Behem, Asurin V'Isuran Isur Hanah, Dibrei Rabbi Meir. Flasks that were made out of leather, and pitchers that were made out of earthenware, which had belonged to Goyim. The Goyim had held their wine in them. And now Yisrael had these Nodos and Kankanet, and Yisrael put his own wine in these pitchers and flasks. The wine of Yisrael becomes Asur and Isur Hana. You're not going to derive benefit from this wine. The reason being, as since the wine of the Goyim was held in these flasks and pitchers, the wine of the Goyim got soaked into the Kli, and when the Yisrael puts his wine in there, the Yain of the Goyim gets mixed up with the Yain of the Yisrael, so therefore the Yain Shel Yisrael is the same thing as Yain Shel Goyim, and it's Asur Bana. The Chachamim Maim Remeini Suran Isur Hana. The Chachamim say that the Yain Shel Yisrael is not Asur Bana, even though he can't drink it, but he can derive benefit from it. He can sell it to a guy and use the money. Now, if you have Nodos or Kankanim of Goyim and you want to put your own wine in there and be able to drink your wine, you could put water in the Nodos and Kankanim for a period of 3 full days and change the water every single day. And after 3 days, the Nodos and Kankanim would become Mutter, and you can put your wine in them. Hachatzanim v'hazagim shel Goyim. Asurin v'isuran isur hanah, divrei Rabbi Meir. The pith and the peels of grape which had belonged to Goyim are also Bahanah, according to Rabbi Meir, that the same din as Yayin of Goyim. The Chachamim Amrim Lachin Asurim. Yubeshin Mutar. The Chachamim said, if the Chatanim and Zagim are still moist, then they are Asur Bahanah. But if they are already dried out, after 12 months they become dried out, in such a case they would become Mutar. Hamurais Ugvinois Beis Unyaki Shav Goyim. Asurin V'Isuran Isur Hanah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Marais is brine, which was bought from Goyim, is also Bahanah according to Rabbi Meir, as the Goyim would put a little wine in their brine, so therefore that wine makes the Marais Usur. And cheese that comes from a village called Unyaki is also Usur, as in this place, Unyaki, most of the calves there were brought as offerings to Avodah Zarah, and the way they made cheese was to put it in the stomach of a calf. So therefore the cheese becomes Usur Bahanah, since it was held in the stomach of a calf, which was brought as an offering to Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim Maimrim Eini Suran Isur Hanah. The Chachamim say the Murai and the Gvinus from Beit Unyaki is not Asur Bahanah, although you cannot eat it, but you can derive benefit from it. Now, even though in Unyaki most of the calves there were brought as offerings to an Avodah Zarah, so how could the Chachamim say that you can have Anah from the cheese that comes from there? The reason is the cheese was not necessarily held in the stomach of a calf, it might have been held in the stomach of a different animal, and other animals they did not bring as offerings to an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we would go by the robe. Most animals there were not brought as offerings to an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the cheese that comes from Unyaki is Mutar Bahanah, even though it's also Ba'achila.